You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. You know, we were just talking about this the other day, and that is how the need to direct more of our children into technical schools, Dan. And I think we're going to see a push for that under the current Department of Education and a few others because, for example, I saw the president joke that some of the money he was taking away from Harvard and Columbia when they pay him $400 million or whatever it is, he might just redirect that to technical scholarships to technical schools around the country.
And why wouldn't you?
I mean, the
salaries now that are being paid in some of these trades is better than most blue-collar jobs in many cases, especially for somebody coming right out of college who don't get the six-figure jobs. You literally can go into an apprenticeship, whether it be pipe fitters, carpenters, welders, plumbers. I mean, and be making 80 to 100 grand within 3-4 years of turning 18.
Yeah, I've used that example myself before. A friend of mine, my son's from high school, didn't go to college, went to the technical school, learned to weld, and before long he was traveling the country as a pipe welder making six figures. Now, it was a lot of travel, but yeah. He was working hard. He was making money. You can do it, and it's a matter of priorities is what it is for the government and us teaching people how important this is. We got Brandy Shade with us right now, who is a hiring expert and consultant in a lot of these issues. And Brandy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. It's good to be here. I'm great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So the headline here caught my attention that this year it's expected that 1 in 4 employers will eliminate a degree requirement. Is it because of a shrinking job force? I mean, what's the issue here?
My opinion is that it's trying to attract the younger talent to the organizations. I still think that even though the degree requirement would be removed, they're still going to be looking at students with degrees because the degree is really going to show the employer that, you know, a student is committed to their career, that they can put the time in, that they can get through the exams. And, that's an indication to an employer that the student is high performing. So I think they will still be looking at it even if they remove the actual requirement for the degree.
And of the degrees or the businesses that you see being in that 1/4, 25%, what kind of businesses are we thinking would reduce that requirement? Are we talking blue collar, white collar?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I think that, you know, for example, cybersecurity let that requirement go a long time ago because they have a whole nother path of cybersecurity certification exams that you need to take in order to be qualified to work through the cybersecurity, to work on a cybersecurity team in a company. So it really just depends if certain career paths are going to, you know, have some other way of determining whether a student is qualified to work in that position, just like you would as a surgeon, right? You don't want a surgeon working on you that hasn't been through surgery school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's a great question of, you know, what types of companies or careers would, you know, not require a degree in order to come do the work.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. We're in a weird business. I am in broadcasting. I got out of college, had my 4-year degree, right, Bachelor of Science, and I'm ready to go work as a journalist. Well, you send out a resume tape with your work on it on camera. I've never, ever, ever in my 35-year career in media had an employer ask me for my resume or want to see my college diploma, ever.
But were they thinking that you had one? Was that
well? Yeah, I mean, they probably knew that I had it on my resume, but nobody ever asked me GPA or any of that stuff, which is probably a good thing. I'm just kidding.
Exactly, but what I do know is that, you know, these systems that we have today, if you put your resume into an ATS system, which is the system that is going to have filters, your resume is not even going to get through that gate if that filter is set up such that you have to have a minimum, you know, degree requirement, whether that's an undergrad or a master's degree.
Sure.
So you may not even, you know, be able to be seen at all without the degree unless these requirements are reduced.
I think companies could get a huge leg up on younger talent if they went after that 18-year-old, 19-year-old, right out of high school student. Because let's face it, on-the-job training is in 90% of careers is the absolute best training. In other words, starting their own professional training versus the 4-year degree, they could kind of jump the market, if you will, and go after that younger talent and say, hey, just come here. We'll give you the skills you need to become this, whether it be, you know, in financial matters, whether it be in some medical areas. You know, the student debt is real, right? It's crushing kids today. And it's like that. If I'm 18 years old, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I can avoid the student debt and go into this program that would get me a 1.5-2 year on the job training program. And now I can go straight to work at 20 or 21 years old.
Yeah, basically, you're shifting the cost of that education to the employer is what you're doing.
Right.
Yes,
because the employers are going, look, you have the education, you're ready to go, and we can determine whether you're going to be a high performer here and, you know, bring you onto the company and train you specifically for what we need you to do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So that you're, you know, worth our time to train. That's a way that they know that this person is going to be worth the cost of training. But now they may have to shift into these higher cost programs where they're saying, look, we've got to bring some students in, but we may have to be bringing some through the gates to work for the company. We may have to be filtering some out because the universities aren't doing it for us anymore because of how expensive they are and how that cost is on the student and the parent to provide.
It's a great point. Brandi Shade is our guest. She's a hiring expert. We were having a conversation as we were getting you on the phone there. I don't know if you got to hear any of it or not, but it was about the new emphasis on technical degrees and technical education in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's clearly a market for it out there, but it's still not the primary. I don't know if kids are getting that advice from their school counselors or not.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what we need to do as parents and counselors and, you know, authorities in these children's lives is really help draw out of them what they want to do and what would make them happy and where they're going to feel most successful and how they want to contribute. I work with a lot of students and they know, they're just afraid to say it a lot of the time. So if we open that conversation up, they're going to tell us where they really want to play. And if we do that, then we can go, okay, let's look at a highly successful person in this arena and let's see everything they did. Let's see if they got a degree. Let's see if they got certifications. Let's see if they got experience. Let's see who they went and worked for. And if we do that, then we can help the child be most successful with where they would like to contribute to the community.
That's a great, great advice there. Brandy, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Brandy Shade there with some interesting thoughts on this. And I think you're right, Dan. I mean, for a lot of industries, that might be the thing. Like, to her point, if it's very specific, like the legal field or medical, it might not apply. But there are lots of others where they could take you in and teach you the ropes, and you're not $100,000 in debt at the end of it.
And don't you think there's got to be a breakdown of some of the social norms, the societal standards we've created around college that,
oh, sure.
You know, we just kind of indoctrinate these kids that you're not going to be successful if you don't go out there and get a degree. And I think that's broken. I think that's not what we should be telling kids. I think there are some fields, as you mentioned, that need a college degree, but there's a whole world of opportunities out there that just need specialized training. And you need to go get that training in order to have a really, really successful life without being crushed by student debt for 20 years. And I hope, I just wish we could find a way in schools to give these kids a taste of more of these professional trades that could, you know, I think the union should be investing way more money into some of these urban schools and more of these areas and giving these kids a taste of what that trade school could be like.
True.
And incentivize them to come in, because I just think we're missing a whole generation of kids and workforce that unfortunately are being told they got to go to college in order to be successful.
You need to have the motivation you need to have in mind what you want to do. Like for me, my motivation coming out of high school was Animal House. I'm like, if Flounder can do it, I can do it. Dude, I'm going.
And I think that also starts with families, right? And parents who are willing to pay for a 4-year party.
that's right.
Are you willing to pay for a 4-year party? And a lot of parents do. Parents go in debt. They take seconds out on their mortgages to put their kids into something that, what, to get a social education degree to make $38,000 a year?
Yep.
I mean, is that worth it? I mean, seriously. There's a lot of awareness that has to happen. I say if you want to go to college, make the kids pay for it themselves or as much as you can. Because if the burden's on the kid, chances are they might consider a trade
school. A little more skin in the game.
Yeah, might consider a little more outcome-driven result in their education versus a 4-year party at a big 4-year school.
Lots of lessons that still need to be taught.
Right.
That's for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to turn it over to Dan. He's going to steer this next segment with Buck Don't Give a Bleep. In just a minute. We're going to be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.